B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
And welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday, March 8th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, if you could pick the director, what video game movie would you like to see adapted? That discussion is ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today by wishing you a happy International Women's Day. In honor of the day, we wanted to take some time to discuss women in esports. And to help us do that, let's welcome super producer Christine, a.k.a. Kookie, to the show. Christine, welcome to Checkpoint XP.
Yes.
Woohoo, finally.
So,
coming on the show.
It's only taken like 2 years.
It only had to be a holiday.
So first of all, the first thing that we have to mention is that you, along with our Sarah over at the news desk, have started a brand new podcast about esports and how it relates to women, video games and esports, how it relates to women, called Not Your Player 2. So why don't you go ahead and tell everyone about that show.
Right. Not Your Player 2 is exactly what it says. Women in gaming, women in esports. We're getting up there, joining you guys into the gaming world. So we're not just only talking about esports gaming. We can also talk about fashion in esports. We do stream it here at twitch.tv/checkpointxp every Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So right before Checkpoint Daily, you got to tune in. It'll be a fun time.
To women. And that podcast feed is going to be making its debut shortly here at our website over at checkpointxp.com. All right, so let's talk about women in esports. And I kind of just want to start on a flashpoint, a focal point of the last maybe week or so is this esports dress that came out and how much of a mistake that seemed to be.
It has pockets.
It does have pockets.
I love the pockets.
I guess that's a redeeming quality to it.
About the only one, I think.
I don't know. But Christine, can you explain why this esports dress caused such a reaction in the esports community?
I think the only reason why it came across as bad to us is because we're labeled as we only wear dresses. And that's not true. We like to be comfortable too. We like to wear t-shirts. We like to wear jerseys. We like to wear jogger pants. Come on now. But dresses. I do like the fact that it has pockets. That's a big thing, but I don't think it came
Christine,
very well.
I don't know about you, but I saw it and said, I actually want that. I would like that dress, but not.
Oh my god!
Not to compete in. I don't want it to compete in. I want just like for anything else. Like,
well, not even when it comes to competition, but even the way that it was marketed. Like the post actually mentions, you know, and alludes to the fact that, you know, women aren't treated equally within our space and they face a lot of harassment. And here, this is your new identity. Like this dress was supposed to somehow
solve
make up for
all of the
that?
Problems.
We've solved.
Forget. Listen.
Solve misogyny.
Forget the doxing trolls on Twitter. Forget the people who will
the
shout you down because you want to stream on Twitch. You know what I mean? Like this dress is going to be the thing that solves all your problems. So I do think the marketing around it was very mishandled. But at the same time, Christine, I do think it's interesting what you're saying here. That you know a dress isn't necessarily the most obvious marketing tactic. You know, there are pre-existing you know, pieces of apparel that exist in the space that are simply not cut or made for women, like jerseys. There, most of those jerseys are either unisex or male-centered. Mm-hmm. And if they had a more female cut, I think that they would sell more.
Definitely. We would love to have fitted jerseys. I mean, the jerseys that we have, it's not fitted for me, I have to say, but it would be great if they did have something woman fit that would, you know, help us look good in it instead of something bulky or boyfriend cut. We do want something that accentuates us.
Right. Well, you get on stage. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're a you know female competing at an esports scene, when you go up there and you're uniform
yeah.
looks like it's not meant for
it,
you.
It looks like a potato sack.
Well, yeah, when you're drowning and you get up there and you're drowning in it, or it doesn't look like it was made for you, it looks... It gives like this optics of women's esports being an afterthought.
You know what I thought about? I thought about, y'all remember A League of Their Own?
Yeah.
And you remember how ridiculous and asinine the concept of trying to play baseball in a dress is?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good point.
I remember the scene where like the girl's got like the humongous bruises down her leg because she's has to slide on dirt.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and even though this is not necessarily that rigorous, like, I kind of feel like it's the same level of ridiculous.
Well, one of the tweets that I saw in response to that dress was like, I'm an esports athlete, not a cheerleader.
Right. and that's a remarkably good point. But I mean, like, you know, kind of going back to the issues of the jerseys, I was born in 1984. I remember far more of the 90s than I care to. This is something that even the traditional sports industry and sports apparel industry has been slow to adapt as well. I mean, I remember going to hockey games and seeing, you know, awkward, frumpy jerseys on every single person there. And now it seems like even the sports apparel industry has started to figure out that there is a market that you can start to corner here. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR 560 AM and 95.9 FM, as well as 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. We're currently hanging out with our super producer, Christine, talking about women in esports, this esports dress that just came out. And also, I want to remind you, not your player two, check it out over at checkpointxp.com. But here's a question that I think is kind of an interesting discussion topic. Should women and men's esports be separate events, or should they be competing together? And I think that this is underscored by the young woman who just got drafted in the NBA 2K league.
Yeah, Shakira Evans.
Yes, and I think that, you know, this is going to be a much more pertinent question as esports continues to evolve and move forward. There's this kind of gorilla in the room that nobody's talking about, and that is, should there be a separate league for this kind of play, or should we just let everyone compete together? I'm on the side of just let everyone compete. You know, like, I think in traditional sports, there are some physicality arguments that you can hear out. There are, you know, the way that women's muscle structures are fundamentally built are different from men, and that makes competition entirely different. But this is the digital space, and I don't think any of those arguments hold up there.
It really depends, though, because, like, women can go into a fighting game community, they're accepted, but women is treated differently with, like, say, CSGO, especially with, like, voice chat. It really depends. I really think, to me, yes, they should compete all together, but I think with other esports, for example, like I said, CSGO, which should start a little bit first with women only and then go on to a mixed league.
So to you, it's a question of the community, right?
It's a culture issue.
Right, it's a culture issue. So if there's a CSGO or there's a, you know, Battle Royale league that is women specifically, and then somebody could basically break the gender barrier in that particular esport, like, so you think, right, that would be the better way for folks to do it?
One of our first guests we ever had here was Miss Harvey. That's of right. Chronologic sure. Gaming Red, who does play women's CSGO,
right?
And she was just talking about this the other day, actually, where she said in an ideal world, yes, men and women would just compete together, but we have to get to that point first. And right now, Nate, you alluded to it earlier, there's issues of doxing and harassment that are insane.
Oh, yeah, there's so much toxicity. Even when you hear a female voice on comms, people start to jump all over that player. And it's just that to me is really unfortunate and is, you know, kind of the seedy underbelly of gaming that, you know, people don't, at least I don't really like to talk about. I absolutely acknowledge that it's a thing,
right?
But it just sucks to have, you know, and you never avoid it, right? Like, well, in the millions of games that we play every day, I mean, God, dude, I hear
unavoidable.
I hear it all the time.
So the idea would then be to force exposure, because if you have a women's league, the chances of every single one of them being doxxed just for existing is going to be less than if one were to come into the leagues that are currently
right. But so I pose a question to Christine, like, is that something that you as a woman in gaming and in esports worry about, that let's say there is a CSGO women's league that it is doomed to be basically the WNBA of gaming.
Well, we don't want that. We don't want to be like the, right. Well, no offense to the WNBA, but we do need something as a starting point and then turn it into, you know, free for all. Let's go. We can do this.
Right. Like, I get the sense, like, there should be, you know, a women's league for, again, let's just use CSGO, because there are women's teams in there.
Sure.
But that, just because that exists doesn't mean that a woman shouldn't be allowed to compete in the men's bracket either. Like, if you are good enough to play, yeah, and you want to, and you're level, willing, yeah, to, and you understand the kind of negative social consequences that come with being in that space, go for it.
The big issue, though, is that for the male competitors, that paradigm simply does not exist.
That's true.
You go in and you compete, and you're usually judged on the quality of your performance.
Yeah, it's not even a thought. Like, right, that's not even a consideration.
I mean,
for
look
more,
at the whole
male
situation we just went through with the Overwatch.
That's very
the Overwatch
true.
Contenders
but
team.
Here's the thing, and I was just about to mention this. I actually like the way that Overwatch does it. You've got Gaguri, who's on the Shanghai Dragons, mm-hmm, and granted, she's the only female in the entire league, and I do not want to see it turned into kind of tokenism. Like, that's, mm-hmm, that would be, I think, the worst case scenario.
Right, if you have your token girl on the team.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think, you know, having a squad of men and women is smart and interesting, and I think, you know, being open to allowing women to compete alongside men in esports, I think, is the ultimate goal.
Yes, it would have to be all with the support that these women are trying to get into the esports. So if you do have a fellow esports player that wants to go into the big leagues, support them. Don't, you know, follow them into that toxic community that we have to go through. Support them. I think that's the only thing we really need in this esports community.
Absolutely. Christine, thanks so much for your time. And again, I'm going to recommend everyone check out Not Your Player 2. You can check that out live Fridays here at 4 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp and subscribe to the podcast over at checkpointxp.com. Christine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And hey, tag your favorite female, you know, esports player,
yeah,
Twitch streamer, esports pro caster,
gaming
whatever
personality,
exactly,
Scarlet for the win,
exactly. We want to hear about it. Well, listen, ahead next, we all know video game movies are terrible, but could you do it better? Which game would you choose, and who would direct it? Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids all about the world of children's books, and Nerd Radio, for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcasts discovery. We've said many times on this show that video game movies are almost universally terrible. But what if a major studio put you in charge? What game would you pick to try to turn into a full-length movie? And perhaps more importantly, who would you get to direct it? Now,
This in my mind
now,
specifically.
Before we get into it, okay, I just want to tell everyone where this bit originated from.
Because we stole it.
I stole this from Vincent on Twitter. He goes by Under the Skin with Two Eyes. He asked if you could put together your ultimate video game movie pairing of IP and director, who would it be? And then I was ruined by Chris Cluey
Minnesota Vikings punter.
Former NFL pro, former Minnesota Viking, goes by Warcraft Chris
the
on
bane
Twitter.
The of the Detroit Lions special teams unit.
That is true. He comes in and retweets and posts his opinion, which I have struggled to come up with anything better. He wants to see David Lynch's take on Final Fantasy VI.
Oh, go away.
Which he followed it up by saying just his take on Kefka alone would be incredible. And yes, I want that. See, now, Chris Cluey, why did you have to did you have to breathe something into the ether that now I want so badly to exist that could never, ever happen?
No, he said that two of Nate's favorite things in the world, and Nate felt a little funny on the inside, and that's basically what happened.
But now I want it. Now that's all I can think about is how would David Lynch do Kefka?
But if David Lynch was going to do a Final Fantasy game, do you think he would pick 6?
No.
I think he would.
No, he wouldn't.
I think he'd pick 8. Pick 8.
Ouch. Ouch. That hurts,
Nate.
That even hurts me.
I don't think
like time-traveling sorceresses?
Yeah.
All right, I'm into it.
So
the main character dies at the end of the first disc? I'm into it.
Hey, that was disproven.
not in David Lynch's telling him, but it's not.
So anyway, so I was struggling to come up with anything better than this, and the closest that I got was I came up with Richard Kelly, who directed Donnie Darko, The Box, and one of my all-time favorite movies, Southland Tales. I would love to see his take on the Fallout universe just based on what he did with Southland Tales alone.
Oh,
would love to see it. So what about you guys? I put this out here yesterday, told you guys to start thinking about it.
I got two.
By the way, you out in the chat at twitch.tv/checkpointxp, you can also chime in on this. We'd love to hear who you'd like to see direct and what IP.
So for me, I got two.
Okay.
And the first one is I would love to see not just any one game, but a series take on Jet Set Radio done by Spike Lee.
Wow. Oh, that would be interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
I would love that.
I want to know what a movie of Jet Set Radio looks like.
Just awesome is what it would look like.
But and I mean, just the aesthetic alone would be so difficult to pull off.
It would, but I think Spike would just bring his unique look on it. I think it'd be dope. And you make it a treatise on, anti-establishment. You make it about the graffiti scene. You make it about a lot of stuff. It would be dope. And my second one is you would get Alejandro Iñárritu, who did The Revenant and Birdman and a couple other films.
Okay,
you get him to do.
I loved Birdman.
You get him to do the God of War series.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
That would slap so hard.
I'd be into that.
You get him to do God of War, God of War 2, and then the most recent God of War.
All right, here's what I need.
Okay.
This is what I need. Because I can't have only Star Wars as my space movies, I need a Mass Effect movie.
Oh.
Specifically.
This is one of mine. Who are you getting to do it?
I need, of Shaun of the Dead fame, I need Edgar Wright on this project.
Oh.
Because their sense
Baby
of humor.
Baby Driver Edgar Wright.
Yes, exactly. Because Mass Effect's sense of humor is right in line with Edgar Wright's style of comedy.
Do you think he could handle an epic that size, though?
Yeah. I think he could.
Well, okay. You want to talk about someone who started small and grew. Taika Waititi. This is a dude, I met him on his first tour of his first movie ever, Boy, and I met him in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, which is the smallest town that you can think of.
What was he doing? He was
showcasing his movie.
Oh, at a film festival?
The CMU Film Festival brought him there. Very nice guy, but look
at where he is now.
Yeah, years and years and years later, he goes on to direct Thor Ragnarok.
Speaking of which, he's actually one of the ones that I picked for a Borderlands movie.
Whoa, that would be so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be so good.
Wow. I had picked Mass Effect as one of mine as well, but I sort of went a little bit too big and went with the Russos.
Okay.
I
mean, come on.
Now,
why not Gunn?
Lloyd in our chat.
Would be another great one.
Lloyd in our chat wants a Borderlands movie, but directed by Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon of Rick and Morty fame.
I would love that too.
I feel like it would be animated.
I feel like that could work. Great suggestions in the chat, by the way.
Absolutely. I feel like that could work. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on KNBR 1050 in San Francisco and the Big 920 in Milwaukee. We're currently talking about what, if you could build your ultimate video game movie, what IP would you pair with what director? And we've got some great suggestions here in our chat room. Omega Weltall putting in a bunch of really good ones, but I love this one. Cuphead as directed by John Kay of Ren and Stimpy fame.
What?
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh. What is a Cuphead movie about?
It doesn't matter about the devil.
Yeah, well, I mean, the game tells that story, yeah. But I feel like there's other stories in the Cuphead universe to tell. Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Can make one up. One I definitely love from our chat comes from Tanky. He says, Tim Burton doing Psychonauts.
Ooh, I could see that. I mean, Psychonauts was very much influenced by Tim Burton's mm-hmm. movies in the first place.
You know, you mentioned earlier David Lynch, and there is a movie I would love to see him tackle. And it would have to be Dark Souls. I'd love
Why
to see.
Why is that?
Because none of it makes sense.
Partially. No, David Lynch is a master of subtle storytelling, which is what Dark Souls is. It is subtlety. It's everything being told with the background, with the weirdness of it.
Interesting. All right, I'll accept that. Omega Waltall, another one in here just for sheer over-the-top factor, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance as directed by Michael Bay.
That's who you get to do it.
Like, I mean,
that's the only way that you get a character more over-the-top than Senator Armstrong.
Yep.
It's the only way.
If you put Michael Bay, like, yeah, so we need Steven Spielberg.
Oh, man, you get a 360 cam of Wright and just slicing one dude 80 times.
Paul Bunyan in our Twitch chat, speaking of Taika Waititi, says he should direct a Jack and Daxter movie.
Ooh.
Wow, Jack
that'd
and Daxter.
Be another good now, one, I'll say this, and Azure Isle has a suggestion that would completely rip my soul from my body, which is basically Studio Ghibli doing Ico, Shadow of Colossus, Last Guardian.
Oh, my God.
I would be in tears the whole time.
Oh, yes.
It would destroy me.
It would be so beautiful as to make you cry.
What do you think of that dude Tank saying Elder Scrolls by Peter Jackson?
Elder Scrolls by Peter Jackson. I could see that.
Why not?
I mean, could see that.
Yeah, I feel like Peter Jackson, would he be able to do something like original with it? I feel like it'd be like on the set of The Hobbit again.
Peter Jackson made Meet the Feebles, and I will not hear this blasphemy on my show. And we're going to end with one of my favorite suggestions from Kylax saying Mike Judge directing Life is Strange.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be great.
Wow. Doing like a more comedy take on Life is Strange? Okay.
But, I mean, Mike Judge has a bit of seriousness in
yeah,
there, too.
That's fair.
All right, well, listen, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your suggestions. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. I want to thank our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.